Boss Ladies. So this past weekend, I stumbled upon this awesome quote by Stephen Covey that just really fits in so nicely with our overarching theme of balance that we've been working on over the past few episodes of the podcast. And basically what the quote said is that the trick in life isn't to prioritize your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. So think about that again, schedule your priorities. And that for me fits in very nicely with the quote that I heard Oprah say over 10 years ago, which is, the stuff that gets scheduled gets done. So I don't know where you are in your journey so far, whether you've done your Wheel of Life exercise, whether you've created some kind of awareness around which areas of your life are out of balance right now, and whether you've got a bit of a plan in terms of how you're going to tackle those areas with small incremental steps to actually bring those into balance and create more happiness in your life, more balance. So even if everything's at a four, at least, you know, there's balance, and you can then work at bringing all of the different areas up to a five or to a six until you're just, you know, the poster child for happiness and balance and living your best life. So what I'd like to ask you to do this week, because we all fall victim to this, right? I mean, I do as well. I do these podcasts and I write these awesome articles and I do training workshops and all kinds of things. And I know all the answers, right? Like academically, I think all of us do. You know, it's like that whole thing, if we want to lose weight, we want to drop body fat. We all know what we've got to do, right? We've got to lay off of the cake and the cookies and the crisps. And we need to, you know, get a little bit more exercise, right? Like we all know intellectually what we need to do. But we're also only all human and we all make mistakes, myself included. And we all get bogged down by this schedule that is work and our responsibilities because, you know, work pays the bills. And in the process, what we're doing is we are neglecting the other areas of our lives. And that's how we land up being out of balance and feeling unhappy and resentful and, you know, just feeling like we don't know where to even start. So what I'd like to ask you to do is take the Stephen Covey quote to heart and look at your schedule. And I don't just mean your like 8 to 5 schedule at work. Like look at your schedule after hours as well. Your morning routine, you know, the hours before you get to work, the hours when you get home from work. How are you spending your time? What are you doing? What are you doing over weekends? You know, perhaps you did your Wheel of Life exercise and you realized that there's a few friends that you've been neglecting and that you've allowed to kind of fall by the wayside. You're not spending time with them. And the only way that that's going to change is if you actively schedule time to spend with them, whether that is like a barbecue on a Saturday or a Sunday morning brunch. But somebody needs to actually take a step to schedule that time. So if you want to say that your friends or your family or your fitness or learning a new skill, whatever you want to say, is a priority for you, you should be expecting to see that on your schedule, right? If I say that I want to spend more time with my family, and you look at my schedule and there's just nothing scheduled in to spend time with them, maybe a Sunday afternoon, you're not going to completely believe me, right? You're not going to believe that my family is really a priority for me. The same if I say that I'm prioritizing my physical health and fitness, but you never ever see me getting any kind of exercise. You never see me scheduling time to go to the gym or to go for a walk or to go to park run or whatever it is, then am I really prioritizing my health and fitness? Am I really behaving, you know, as someone who loves me would actually behave? So look at that schedule of yours and look at what you have actually prioritized, because the things that are important to you should be on that schedule. And if you don't have enough of your true priorities on that schedule, then you need to start making some adjustments. And it's not going to be easy, right? But one of the things that might actually help you to say no to the people and the things that are not helping to advance you and are not helping you to be happier and more balanced. One of the things that might actually motivate you is that in saying no to spending time with someone who drains your energy, or saying no to participating in a project at work that is just going to be draining all of your time, in doing that, that simple act of saying no, you're creating more time in your calendar, more time in your schedule to actually say yes to the things that are truly priorities for you. So think about that. Have a look at that schedule, look at what priorities are reflected, and then adjust accordingly. Start saying no to things that aren't helping you so that you can say yes to the things that will. I'll chat to you again.